you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country. Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. If you've listened before, you know that we are a radio show celebrating the past and embracing the future of country music. Each episode, we pick a theme. Today's theme is all about mountains, and we talk about all the songs that we love that are relevant to that theme. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Drew, so many songs in country music are coming from the mountains. You have mountain music. You have country songs about mountain music. You have mountain music that's not really mountain music, but has the words mountain music in it. I mean, the mountains are so connected to country music. Why do you think that is?
It's definitely because half of the foundation of country music came down from the mountains, quite literally, in the form of old fiddle tunes and what became bluegrass music. But in the early days, what was going on in the hollers of West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, and Tennessee really was half of the foundation for Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry,
right,
and forming what we know as country music as a genre. Mountain music is literally half of the foundation.
And I think it's interesting to look back. I mean, you're right. So much of country music came out of the Appalachian Mountains to Nashville. But in later years, and you know, over the last 50, 60 years, you see bluegrass music that is so unique to Appalachian region appearing in places like the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about music is how it's both universal and so specifically regional at the same time. And obviously bluegrass and country are different genres, but there's been so much overlap throughout the years, as we'll get into on this show, that while the genres are very different, they share a history. And that's so obvious when you kind of look at it in hindsight?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I grew up in the middle of the plains, about as flat as you could get, but I still have this understanding of the mountains from country music that was playing on the radio. For example, the Smoky Mountains. So much of Dolly Parton's music is coming from the Smoky Mountains, and we're going to cover some of those songs today from that region.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm from. That's where I grew up. So I'm very familiar with what you're talking about, and I'm very proud of it. You know, you were learning about where I was from. I was learning about my history through those songs. I was learning about my culture and what my people went through. So I've always had a very special connection with what is known as quote-unquote mountain music, and proud of the effect it had on country music.
And today, because we're talking about mountains, and because mountains are so connected to the beginnings of country music, we're going to be playing a lot more traditional music and bluegrass music than we would normally on a show like this.
Yeah, well, this is forgotten country, and I think that we're on theme, and maybe people forget that country music has its origins in the same stuff that bluegrass has its origin in. You know, Brad Paisley didn't forget. Listen to Brad Paisley play bluegrass music and tell me there's not overlap in what country and what bluegrass is. It's all there, and I think most fans are aware of that.
Yeah, and before we get into the music, the last thing I want to say is, so often this type of music is called country western music, and that's always been so interesting to me because, you know, I just say it. Like, I've always said it, like, oh, what kind of music do you like? Oh, I like country western music. But really what that is two very different types of music. Country music, which is very much from the mountains and the hills of Appalachia, and western music, which is largely from Texas. When you really listen to them, they don't really sound that similar. Texas music doesn't have a lot of banjo to it. Appalachian music has a lot of banjo. They both have fiddles. They both have guitars. So there's definitely some overlap. But one of the songs that we're going to play today that I'm really excited about is from a Texas-based artist singing about the mountains.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning, there were clear distinctions between country and western. I think over time, and this is a theme on today's show, those things started to blend and mishmash, and it's a little less clear when we get into those definitions. I think what matters is that the culture from these regions and the people are expressing themselves through music. And coming from that area, I'm proud of that.
All right, well, let's get at it. The first song that we're going to play is a song that people might know from the early 2000s film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The theme of today is mountains, mountain songs, mountain music, songs about mountain songs that aren't really mountain music.
Yeah, we're going to get meta.
We're going to go to Meta Mountain. we're going to cover all of those. But the first one that we're going to play is traditional in every sense of the word.
Yeah, this is like one of the oldest American recorded songs, I think, at least in this genre.
Yeah.
If I'm saying it correctly.
For me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which I think came out in 2000 or so, you know, I was in high school at the time. That was a big movie for me, mainly because of the soundtrack. And that was the first time that I heard really traditional American music, I think, for the first time. I mean, you would hear a little bit of fiddle music and stuff here and there, like in soundtracks on movies and television. But I grew up in the Midwest. You grew up in the South. I think you probably were hearing it a lot more than I was.
Well, more specifically, I grew up close to Siderville, where the record shop and the Acuffs like had a lot of this music going on. I grew up close to the Appalachian Museum. I think actually it's called the Museum of the Appalachians, where they played this music. But I tell you what it was for me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was the first time where I was like, oh, and it's cool.
Yeah. So the first song that we're going to play is The Big Rock Candy Mountain, and that's actually performed by Harry Kirby McClintock. I don't know that we were able to trace the origin of this song, but it's a song that goes back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. And I think it's interesting because to your point about Oh Brother, Where Art Thou making it cool, like I think it's still cool today.
That movie?
The song.
Both are both cool. Yeah. I think so.
Well, we think
maybe not to like 18-year-olds or whatever. Maybe that's part of what it is. You age into realizing like, oh, this is old art that's rad, and not like, what is this lame old stuff?
Yeah. And to be clear, if we have 18-year-olds that are listening to us, you are cool.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what your friends
say. The coolest.
It doesn't matter what your friends say.
Tell them about that new joint, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah, play this for all your friends on the TikToks. All right, here's the Big Rock Candy Mountain as performed by Harry Kirby McClintock.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountain. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
The next song, some might say, is not a country song, but to me, it definitely sounds like a country song. It sounds like a country song straight out of the 70s. Do you have that reaction? It feels a little bit maybe folk country.
I had not had the reaction that it wasn't country, but I do recognize what you're saying. It feels very much like everything that was going on in the 70s that wasn't pop or outlaw, like that third sort of Graham Parsons-y lane. I think that's why I like Ian, is that he's a throwback. Even the haircut, which, you know, that doesn't matter, but it's like even the haircut and the way he wears his jeans, it's like, where did this guy come from?
He reminds me of somebody that grew up in the 70s listening to 60s country music.
Yes.
And sort of took the 70s sound and countrified it.
Well, and it's also funny because you think about how culture moves. It's like the Flying Burrito Brothers heard country, grew up in Arizona, live in California, heard country and made it into this thing. And then it's like this guy from the original place where country started heard them and flipped it back.
The reason why I think more than anything it belongs to this show is because I think people who like classic country legends music will like this. When I first heard Ian Noe online, I had to look and see if he was a new artist or if he was, you know, an artist that I just missed from 40 years ago at this point.
I just found out about him recently. Someone put his latest album on their like year end best list. And it was somebody I respect. It was somebody we featured on the show, actually. It was BJ Barham of American Aquarium. And I said, who? And it's rare for me to have that moment inside the world of alt country and Americana. And literally the moment I hit play, I was mesmerized.
Yeah. Same dynamic for me for sure. All right. So this is Appalachian Haze by Ian Noe.
Morning's gone and the TV's on. Been raining for a week. There's coffee cans and an old box fan floating in the creek. And no better time to ride the line. Ain't seen the law in days. It's your own town when the mountain sounds. This Appalachia haze. Well, Bobby dreams on the back porch swing. We keep an eye on him. He's counting all the basketballs, brushing past the limbs. Remembers when he was only 10. They left the homestead crazed. And they busted for just a flying tour, this Appalachia haze. Sarah goes when the whiskey flows, says she goes too hard. There's plastic pets in a blue swing set, rusted in the yard. So that child, she was always wild, set in her own ways. Sleeps downtown with her arms around that Appalachia haze. Here comes John with his buttons on, he's optimistic still. Stand in the rain for a good campaign, tell him how you feel. Said you see that just like me, we're in for the glory day. Savior's come to lead us from this Appalachia haze. Now they're cutting pines and power lines, I watch the gutter drain. Down every ridge there's a washed out bridge, covered up in cane. But I got a friend just around the bend, you ought to hear her play. I pick along while she hammers on this Appalachia haze.
Well, we definitely are featuring a few throwbacks on this show, starting with Rock Candy Mountain, but then also now Mountain Dew with Ralph Stanley. I have to ask, I mean, you grew up in Eastern Tennessee. Was bluegrass, I mean, bluegrass is more Kentucky.
I think it's all of Appalachia. I think that Kentucky gets a lot of the credit because of Monroe.
Yeah.
But Dr. Stanley, if I'm not mistaken, hails from North Carolina.
I think it is North Carolina.
And then, you know, there in Knoxville, we had a lot of players and pickers. Acuff comes to mind as probably the most famous. But I certainly grew up with bluegrass. I have an uncle who played the banjo and plays guitar in church. A lot of the church hymns we would sing were in the style of, hey, this one's in the key of C, and then they'd just go. And a lot of the pickers were bluegrass pickers, so we would have kind of bluegrass gospel versions of hymns from the 1800s, you know, and that was what I grew up around. I didn't know it was bluegrass, you know. I just thought that was what gospel music was.
For sure. Well, we can't have a show about mountains and country music and mountain songs without good old Mountain Dew. So here's Mountain Dew by Ralph Stanley.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Roosevelt told him just how he felt when he heard that the dry law gone through. If your liquor's too red, it'll swell up your head. You better stick to that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old. up my mug, if you'll fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
The preacher rode by with his head high, stood high, said his wife had been down. Up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain. Well, my uncle Snort, he sawed off and short, he measures 4 feet 2, but he feels like a giant when you give him a pint off that good old.
Call it that good old mountain dew, and then there if you fit or few, I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old mountain.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to The Forgotten Country Show. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Loretta Lynn, Alabama, Dolly Parton, Tom T. Hall, and a host of others, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
New Richmond's home for country favorites, 95.7 St. Croix Country.
Here, boy, take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free. Cruising up and down Maine in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud. From this burned CD, I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 16, 16, yeah. 16. Now that I can drive, finally feel alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 18, 18. I'm old enough to vote, but they turn me away when I go to the Cotton Eye Joe. They say the grass is always greener, and I believe that's right. But my friends are off to Vegas, and they're leaving me behind. What I wouldn't give to be 21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legally. Chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, let my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21, 21. Couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16. Thank you.
said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by the levee, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride, pedal to the floor, boy. She begging for more, sipping on apple pie moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four wheel drive on a Friday night. Cracking open a Coke Buzz Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my giver. Needle peg at 9 to 5, but that's alright, cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, days dream.
Something with lots of feeling,
cause that's where music has to start.
grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
In the morning. Country favorites all day long. 95.7 St. Croix Country.
Hey, New Richmond. Craving something tasty and healthy? Look no further than Simply Bowls. Dive into our mouth-watering sorbet bowls and refreshing smoothies. The perfect blend of delicious and nutritious. At Simply Bowls in New Richmond, we're on a mission to bring your family the best in healthy indulgence. Our menu is a symphony of flavors designed to keep you active and energized. Swing by Simply Bowls today, where good food and health go hand in hand. Simply Bowls, because living an active life never tasted this good. Learn more at simplybullsnr.com.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090, CrumExteriors.com.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, 'cause talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, 'cause I don't know how, I don't know how heaven, heaven could be better than this. Could be better than this. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Kiss me one more.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Country legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we're talking all about mountain songs and country music. Next song, Drew, is an interesting song because it is a classic country musician in a collaboration with a more contemporary rock artist. So this is High on the Mountaintop with Loretta Lynn, but she's collaborating with Jack White of the White Stripes.
I love this song. I love Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, means a lot to my people, Appalachians, hillbillies, quintessential mountain woman. And then here is a celebration of mountain life made with arguably the biggest rock star in the world. I know rock isn't as big as it used to be, but Jack White's probably the biggest one now. That's such a cool journey to think about her and her daddy working in a coal mine, to her becoming the queen of country, then to her working with Jack White and all the while singing about mountain people.
Yeah, she was always able to be traditional, but also surprising at the same time.
Exactly. I love it. The Pill, same exact thing. A classic right. Country song about, at that time, a very controversial contemporary issue.
Yeah, so it's like once you think you start understanding who she is and what she's about and what she represents, she kind of changes it.
Yeah, I think she's being true to herself, and it's hard to put people in a box. In the day and age of the internet and in the day and age of radio and TV, it's hard to put people in a box, especially if they're really being themselves.
For sure. Well, here is High on a Mountaintop by Loretta Lynn.
In love. We're all singing dance and we ain't gonna stop, and the moonshine flows behind every rock. Heaven's not that far. High on a mountain top, we live, we love, and we laugh a lot. Folks up here know what they've got. High on a mountain top, high on a mountain top, where the rest of the world's like a little bitty spot. I ain't coming down, no, never, I'm not. High on a mountain top, high on a mountain top, high on a mountain top.
Well, here's another song that we cannot leave out on our mountain music playlist in country music, Mountain Music by Alabama.
I like that this is a song about mountain music, but it is not a mountain music song. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole crux of the song is play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. But other than one breakdown in the song, it's really hard to call this mountain music. This is country music. Pop version of the late 80s, early 90s. Well, I like that. I think that's great.
Are there mountains in Alabama?
There are no mountains in Alabama. I don't think
so. Is Alabama from Alabama? I guess I should know that.
They are, but you could totally imagine that. I'm sure they didn't write the song, but that's you could easily imagine that their grandparents were from the mountains.
Okay.
And moved to Alabama to work for TVA, as an example, and then bringing their music with them.
Well, I definitely love the song and the connection to the past. I love a throwback to a throwback. So here we have Mountain Music by Alabama.
Like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Hey, hey.
I don't think we could get through the show today without playing at least something from Dolly Parton. So you pick this one, Drew.
I don't believe in kings and queens. I think it's silly that other countries do that. But I also admit that we're talking about Appalachian royalty right now. People will fight you over Dolly in the South. My wife, I actually picked the song. Loves her so much. I got to send my wife to a Dolly concert for her birthday one year. We were living in New York trying to make it as artists. We didn't have no money. And I couldn't afford one ticket, much less two. So I put one on credit and sent her by herself. You know, great birthday present. You're going to go by yourself. So my wife, she's a real sweet person. She was trying to find her seat. And I guess the usher kind of felt sorry for her because she couldn't find her seat and because she was alone. The usher was like, "Are you alone, baby?" And she was like, "Yeah." And she sent her front row. Took her right to the front row. That's not the seat I bought. Right in the center. And Andy sent me pictures of her just squalling, crying the whole concert as Dolly sang. Dolly was probably 65 at that time and still had it.
Yeah, I think it's been fascinating to see her career. I mean, growing up, you know, Dolly Parton was everywhere. And then she kind of disappeared for a couple of years. But she's come back with a bang.
Dolly Parton is a rare combination of otherworldly generational talent. That voice, her ability to write songs. There's a legend that she wrote, "I Will Always Love You" and "Islands in the Stream" on the same day.
Yeah.
Mixed with a marketing genius. Dolly Parton is relevant whenever she wants to be.
That's true. Did she really write both those songs the same day, or is that just like urban legend?
A lot of people say it's an urban legend. I don't know. Yeah,
I believe it. I choose to believe it. All right. Well, here we have "Early Morning Breeze" by Dolly Parton. I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Coming up, we have songs from Tom T. Hall, Earl Scruggs, Obella Reed, and Vince Gill, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking all about mountain songs and country music. I do think, Drew, today's country music has been shaped dramatically by Chris Stapleton.
100%. Tyler Childers, Sturgill Simpson, Jason Isbell. These are names that I would imagine some of our listeners have heard of, but a lot of them have not. Chris Stapleton is the bridge between country radio and what Tyler Childers is doing. And Tyler Childers is now on country radio in large part, I don't want to say because of Chris Stapleton, but because Chris Stapleton showed country radio that you can do it sort of the Americana way.
Yeah, and I think there's a few artists that were doing that before, like Alison Krauss comes to mind, right? Like,
sure.
Alison Krauss, legitimate bluegrass musician, accepted in traditional bluegrass circles. There are radio stations, at least there were radio stations that would play Alison Krauss. Obviously, the Brad Paisley collaboration on Whiskey Lullaby was a pop, you know, country radio station hit. But Chris Stapleton also seems to be operating in that space where he's able to really throw back to the traditions of country music while also reaching an audience that's looking for something maybe beyond just, you know, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Well, when you have a voice like he does, it's almost as if you can transcend all these things. And yeah, Blue Side of the Mountain is a great song. The Steel Drivers, his first band, are a really cool band.
Yeah, the reason that why I do like playing this song, Blue Side of the Mountain by the Steel Drivers, is because for those that are Chris Stapleton fans, I think sometimes they don't realize the connection to the Steel Drivers.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think I saw the Steel Drivers in Boston before Chris Stapleton was Chris Stapleton with like 40 other people.
Yeah, and I know people that knew him from back in those days and said he was just, you know, an excellent person. And I think that featuring songs like this is a key part of the show. So the next song we have here is Blue Side of the Mountain by the Steel Drivers, of course, featuring Chris Stapleton.
Weather.